Hello, and I apologize. Yes, this is a part two. But, okay. I'm trying to get a guide dog, or dog guide, or whatever. I've applied to several different schools, and I've been working on trying to not be anxious, trying to work on a lot of things in my life, and I feel like if any of it is going to be successful, I need to have a personal relationship. I mean, I have a personal relationship with the Lord, but a deeper personal relationship with Him. And I've gone through a lot, and still, as I've gone through, I've done a lot of giving and giving and giving and giving, and have not really been able to do much receiving of healing and things that I've needed. And you know, I've made a lot of mistakes online. I got too emotionally involved. I've learned a lot while being online, and I think that's what the Lord wanted. I'm not going to go pell-mell offline and, I'm never coming back. That's not it at all. I just want it to be more of what the Lord wants, when and where and how and all the particulars. And I think I have to give Him all my online time and assess and all that good stuff. See, the thing is, I'm trying to work on my anxiety levels, and I'm doing something that's very anxiety-producing, which is now working on my orientation and mobility. I will be doing that twice a week now, all in an effort to get a dog. And so that stress, I guess, could be considered voluntary, but not really, because I want a dog. And if I want a dog, I'll do what it takes to be able to get another dog. And I want a more professionally trained dog, even though I trained River all by myself. But it wasn't easy training him by myself. I had a lot of hecklers, for lack of a better term, people that were not supporters until I got to ILR. Oh, River will never be a good dog guide, and da-da-da-da-da, and he's too this, and he's too that, and da-da-da-da-da, and it's just like, wow. And I was just about ready to hang up the harness until I went to ILR. And Patricia Kepler was, besides Todd, the first one who really believed in me, who really encouraged me to pursue it. And she and my husband are the only reasons I stuck to it. And it wasn't easy. Plus, I wanted to work him. I don't feel like I worked him as much as I could have or should have because of my fears, and I don't want to do that to my next dog, so I'm making myself go out there and do things that scare the crap out of me. So probably a lot of these headaches are from the after effects of just even thinking about or experiencing orientation and mobility. But I don't care. I'm going to go do it. I have to do it. I don't want to be stuck here the rest of my life. I don't want to be a shut-in the rest of my life. So what I'm saying is, I know that I have to work on myself. I don't really want to give up on the ministry, but I feel discouraged. And I think I need a lot more support rather than bad-mouthing and all the immature, oh, she's drama, and believing that I'm drama. And that is a stress I don't need on top of what I'm doing in my real life. And I don't need someone trying to destroy my computer or mess with my RS games. When I'm trying to better myself and do things that will help me get a job and get my life more together, my feet on the ground, and I want to be a servant of God. So if the job turns out to be something that is God-oriented, hey, you don't see me rejecting it, I'll be happy. I want to go on to bigger and better things. And as I try to do that, I'm trying to encourage anybody else who may have felt stuck. You know, I'm sorry that I may have offended people along the way, but I'm only a human being, and I don't have the perfect word dictionary installed in my brain yet. Yes, that was a crass remark, but so you'll either love me for my crassness or through my crassness and smart aleckness and understand who I am, or you can turn the channel and turn me off, and that's okay too. Just don't harass me by changing my RS Games name, and I don't know who has an inroad to that crap, but it doesn't seem to do any good to change the password or the email or anything. That's why I think it's inside or something. It's weird, but I'm just tempted to kind of not play anymore if they're going to not allow me to have the name I want. You know, it does make me upset. I should be able to go in and play a game and be who I want to be on there. I don't cause trouble for anybody, and I expect no trouble to be caused to me. And all I ever have tried to do is love people and be a support to them. But, you know, you say just the wrong thing, or, you know, I get misinterpreted. I've gotten misinterpreted all throughout my life, and that's one thing I'd like prayer for that to stop, because it's getting really old. So, I've got veggies on my lap ready to eat, but I really felt like it was time to talk and be real and be transparent and say, you know what, I need prayer, and I don't know, I want to do this ministry, but I'm not sure right now how much we can do without support, and I would like for a way to have others who have heard negative things about us, me in particular, to look beyond that and see who I really am. That would be appreciated. I would like prayer for that to happen. And, you know, the thing, too, is, you know, a lot of people come for us, for counseling from us, and we are not licensed counselors. All we can really do is pray for people. And, you know, that's all I can say about that. We don't have the corner market on all the answers. I know the Lord Jesus Christ does, though. So anyway, you guys, you know what I'm talking about, and I definitely could use some prayer, because I need to know what to continue and what not to continue on Bible study and worship and